This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford, and this week we're going to be talking all about the Young Rider Mentoring Program. Joining me are going to be some girls who've been through the program, and also we're going to be joined right away by Vicky Howard-Fine, who is actually the Young Rider Mentoring Program Coordinator. Vicky, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you having me on.
Why don't you begin, Vicky, by explaining the program, what the objectives are for it, and your role?
Yes, definitely. The Young Rider Mentorship, the USEA Young Rider Mentorship Program, was conceptualized by the coordinators, the various area coordinators, Young Rider coordinators, a number of years ago, when we were realizing that the 18 to 21-year-old age group of young riders, not all those young riders were going to be able to have that two-star horse to be able to compete at NAJYRC. And so we as coordinators were trying to look at how do we keep these young people in the Young Rider program if they're not going to have that two-star horse and be on the competitive side of the program. It was also the recognition that we were hoping to broaden our base to look at licensed officials, people who are organizers, people who do safety work at events, and really how do we expose our young riders and build up the new generation, if you will, of the non-competitive side of the sport. So that was the conceptualization for this program, and I took the ball and ran with it, and we have now been running every year for 8 years. This was our eighth summer at NAJYRC, and it really brings these young riders apply to their individual area coordinators. Their area coordinators send their application on to me, and I kind of take a look at what their goals are, what they'd like to learn about, how the program might increase their educational experiences, and then select from that group anywhere from 3 to 5 young riders to participate in the program with me every summer at NAJYRC. And they actually are mentored directly by an equine professional so that they give me their list of choices, and they range from being with the president of the ground jury, with the TD, with other members of the ground jury, and then they are directly mentored by that individual throughout the week of NAJYRC, and it gives them the opportunity to really see how everything functions on an international competition level. I also expose them to the organizer for eventing. I expose them to the safety coordinator, and for the past number of years, that's been the person at the Kentucky Horse Park, so that they understand what it takes to have thousands of people on grounds and what happens if something goes awry and what do you do. They spend time with the course builders, with the course designers. They spend time at USEF headquarters during the safety meetings. Anything I can think of while we're on grounds during that week, I try and give them a taste of it. And whatever their desires are, I do the best of my ability to kind of meet that need and get them exposure to something.
Well, as we know, there are so many moving parts, so many aspects to the sport. So it's a wonderful insight behind the scenes. Now, we're going to hear from some of the girls that have taken part in this program, as I said earlier. And we're going to begin with Jessie Hart from Area 5. Tell us how you came upon Jessie, Vicky, and a little bit about her before we bring her in.
Jessie actually applied through her Area 5 coordinator, and her application was incredibly strong. She was incredibly creative about what she wanted to learn and what she wanted to gain from her experience last summer. She was part of the program in 2014, and she was just an amazing candidate. She was an amazing participant and also a great author. She wrote the article that was in US Eventing last year in the fall about the mentorship program.
Well, Jessie, welcome to the program.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us this week. And tell us a little bit, first of all, Jesse, about where you are and what you're doing, because I believe you're going to be going to Texas A&M.
Yes, I am about to start my second year at Texas A&M, and I am just trying to make my life work a little bit. Got my horses on the side and trying to finish school so that I can get back to the horsing world.
Tell us a little bit about your background then in the sport, Jesse, and your level of competition and the horses you have.
Well, I got started fairly late. I started riding when I was 15, and I found eventing shortly after, and I started showing immediately. I've always had off-the-track thoroughbreds, and I recently actually just put one down, but the horse I have left is my own little project. I got him fairly early on in his training, and so far we've only done novice. We've had quite a few setbacks health-wise, and so I'm taking a lot of time off for school and health issues, but other than that, we're getting ready to look at training level, maybe moving him up soon, but we'll see.
Well, obviously, the other side of the sport interests you. So tell us a little bit about what part of it that was fascinating to you and that made you want to get involved with this program.
Well, I honestly just wanted to take a look at this bigger, upper-level, high-intensity sort of showing. I'd only done local things, and I applied to the mentor program without really understanding what it meant. And as soon as I was there, I was intrigued with all of the craziness that goes on behind the scenes, all of the people and all of the coordination that goes on, and the thrill without actually having to be in the competition of just putting together something like this.
Now, do you volunteer at all at events in your area, Jesse?
With school, I try to go out and help some of my friends who own horse parks. I mainly keep it to jump judging on cross country day, but I try to go out and say hi to all my friends and stay in touch with everybody and help where I can.
So which parts of the program that you did then have interested you particularly, the different aspects of event organization?
I was not expecting to really enjoy being with the ground jury. I have been on the receiving end of what TDs and stewards do, and a lot of times the riders, we think that they're targeting us. And when I was out there with the stewards, I was so amazed with how careful they are and how concerned they are with safety. And I was honestly blown away to see their side of the story. And I was really intrigued by being with the TD and being with the stewards as well.
So what have been your biggest takeaways then? I mean, has it spurred any further interest in the different aspects of the organization for you to actually want to take part in some way when you have the opportunity?
Yes, I have been looking into becoming a licensed technical delegate. So,
all right, so that's something to fit into when you finish school, presumably.
Yes.
Well, Vicky, let me bring you back in now. I mean, obviously, you've got to know Jesse. Talk a little bit about what you have found to be her talents and her interests and where you feel she has potential.
She has potential in just about any role she would choose on the official side in terms of PDing, stewarding. You know, I think the difficulty in being part of the ground jury is sometimes you need a little bit more experience on the riding side, but I fully expect Jesse will gain that over time. And she's very quick to learn things. She made an incredible impression on everyone she worked with during Young Riders, and asked brilliant questions and absorbed it. You know, my attitude is if these young people absorb 50% of what is offered to them during that week, this is successful. And if we engage exactly as Jesse was talking about in learn for them, getting to see the world through the other set of eyes that sometimes as competitors, we think that they're people are out to get you, so to speak. But in fact, how important and how much time and effort officials, stewards, TDs take to try and make the sport that these young people love, make it a great experience. And through that, the more young people who experience that side of the world, the more we'll also actually slowly kind of infiltrate a different climate and culture in recognizing how important all these people are and how our appreciation for them should grow, as well as to engage them as they get older to kind of take a look at going down some of these roads. And I hope over time, with USEA's help, that we're going to begin to try and develop a scholarship program to bring some of these younger people in while they're in college to begin some of the basic level training programs, either it's stewarding, TDing, or ground jurying, because that's the ultimate, you know, long-term goal, to really begin to build that group of individuals.
Well, Jesse, finally, do you hope to do with what you've learned from this program and utilize right away, given your other commitments of school, of course, with school and so on?
Well, something that I took away immediately when I finished the program last year is that my perspective was so boxed in. And when I went to school, I immediately saw that there are so many other opportunities out there, and you can't always look at it from one perspective. And as I'm going to school, I'm able to look at my major and see where I can learn things that would help me later on. There's no major in this college that I'm in for running a show. And so I'm able to go and choose a major and see where the little intricate parts of business, the intricate parts of financial matters, intricate parts of just health, horse health, anatomy, anything like that might be able to help me. And my advisors have been a little annoyed with me, you could say, because I'm taking classes that I'm not supposed to be taking. But it's opened my eyes to how everything can teach you something, even if you're not going to learn it, going in with the intention of learning it.
Right, exactly. You never know where those opportunities may arise for further advancement. And we should point out that you are doing agriculture business as your major, aren't you, at Texas?
Yes.
All right. So what would you say to other young riders then that you know of and who may be listening to this about the opportunity that there is with this program? What advice would you give them?
I love to advocate for this program because not many people know about it. And I love to spread the word that a lot of people, when they get into horseback riding, they get caught up with the riding. And I just love going and spreading about how there's so much more to know. You can ride all your life and not get out of your rider vision. And so what I would encourage people to do is to step out of their comfort zone, to try something new, even if you're not sure, and to do it with passion, because you never know what you're going to take away. I went with the intention of, sure, I'll give it a shot. And I came away with a whole world of things that I love to do and didn't even know.
Well, obviously it's opened up doors for you, and no doubt we're going to see you involved in the sport for many years to come, Jesse. So I want to thank you very much for coming on the program and sharing your experiences, and the best of luck with whatever you do in eventing. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Well, Vicky, you know, what inspiration. She clearly is loving it.
Yes. And she really took the opportunities and, you know, continues. She's just got that kind of, that persona. And really, that's what you look for. And, you know, sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. But she definitely is just, you know, a great spokesperson. And I would, you know, as I say, look to find opportunities for her in the USEA community, you know, moving things forward as an advocate for things.
Absolutely.
She is just that special.
She really is. Well, we're going to hopefully talk to Miranda Losey in just a moment. Miranda is joining us from Area 8, and she's also another 2015 graduate. So I think,
yes.
Miranda, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, Miranda. Thank you for joining us. Tell us about your experience.
My whole experience is very enlightening and very informative. I've learned a lot that I didn't know, and I gained a lot more respect for all of our volunteers and all of our judges. They actually are really consider us when they're out there, like, inspecting the courses for us that the riders ride on. So it's very nice to know that they're not just doing it to have us go ride the course, that they have us in mind out there with our horses, and they're big on safety. And they remember the riders throughout the whole weekend, from the first phase to the last phase, and in between all the jog-ups, even without having to really look at their notes.
And which areas of that did you most enjoy then, Miranda? Talk a little bit about what you did.
Well, I was the technical delegate, so I was out with Andy Bowles doing the cross-country course, and since it was underwater, since Kentucky got a lot of the rain, it was really interesting to see how he moved some of the jumps, and then also made the jumps that were there a new question due to the water, and how he put on certain trees and everything in place in front of the jumps to slow the horse down, because sometimes the riders don't really know exactly when to slow the horse down, or the horse doesn't always slow down when we ask. So he put objects in place trees or flowers in front of the jumps to slow them back. To prepare for the jump, and made the horse do it himself.
Well, Vicky, let me bring you back in again. Obviously, you know these girls well. Let's talk a little bit more about Miranda and how she got involved with the program.
She would have to answer how she got involved. I can only speak to that, her application, which was really strong. She's heading into Finley this fall, so her equine, interests continue to go through college. But what I was so impressed with, and watching her eyes just grow and grow as the days went on, was, this last summer, this last Young Riders, we had tremendous amount of Kentucky Horse Park, and the amount of changes and adaptation that had to be made on the spot every day, including the day of cross country. And to watch Miranda process how Andy, as the technical delegate, made those decisions, made those calls to think about the horse and rider safety. And I think she would also attest to the fact that sitting in the judging box during the dressage days and moving around between the three different judges who were doing, who were scoring, how that opened her eyes to a whole other world, as well as all the safety aspects that goes into a major competition like that, and how everyone is looking out, as she was saying, for the horse and rider.
Well, let's ask you then, Miranda, about your application. How did you get to know about the program, and why did you feel inspired to apply?
I found out about the program through Liz Estate and Nan. I forgot her last name. But they used to be the Area 8 coordinators, and they told me about it last year when I came to the Area 8 camp, and they told me about the program. They thought I'd be a good candidate for it. So I went online and looked a little bit more into what it entailed, and then I thought it'd be really cool and very informational to go down and spend a week with the professionals and learn what it takes to be an official. And now after the program, I kind of almost want to become official, but I don't know exactly when that will happen, but maybe become a TD or something.
Because you volunteer at events, don't you? So you already have some experience of what happens when, that organization begins for an event and everything that it involves. So this was something that maybe you thought you might be able to obviously build on those skills and become more of a specialist then in one of those areas like TDing.
Yes, and then I also want to, my goal or my future is, but I want to open up a barn and a tack shop and run it and then have some shows there and everything, not at the FEI level, but at the USCA level. And then to get kids more involved and get them more, like, having another opportunity to ride.
So what would be your biggest takeaways then from the program this time, Miranda, in that you're applying to what you're doing every day to further your skills and become even more involved?
Biggest takeaway, I would say, is just, there's so much. I guess the biggest takeaway is that the officials are there for you and that they want you to learn, so they want you to come up and ask them questions. Like, if you don't understand what something was written on your dressage test, they want you to come and talk to them about it. And, like, even with, like, the courses, like, if you have a question about the time and stuff, they want to help you and help us young riders, like, learn more about the sport instead of just hopping on and riding.
This probably will help you then when you compete, because you have an old schoolmaster that you compete with, and it'll give you that perspective as a rider then that's going to help you but perhaps enjoy the eventing even more.
Yeah, so I definitely have a different take on, like, when I do my course walks and when I do dressage. Now I know, since sitting in the judges' box, kind of more what they're looking for, like what they want to see on these particular movements that were shown. So now I'm focusing a little bit more on that. And then at my show the past weekend, when I was walking my cross-country course and stadium course, I had a totally different view and take on the course than I did when I walked it before the mentorship program.
Well, Vicky, some final thoughts for you. What would you say to Miranda now about, you know, taking this experience forward?
I have total confidence that her world has opened up markedly, and she will use this as she moves forward in her own riding as well as in her career. And the really exciting thing for me is how often these young people come back and keep me posted on what they're doing or ask me for help when they're applying for a job, and I can give them, you know, write them a letter or do something to help further their own careers, as well as call upon them in wonderful situations like this to give voice to the program, because they are the best voice to this program.
Well, Miranda, finally, any further thoughts from you and any message that you would like to give to your friends who are thinking of participating in this program?
I would say that, like, the amount of connections now that I have after going to that program is, like, unbelievable. Like, I can contact them at any time or email them, and then they are more willing to contact someone else for me. So, like, the connections that I made are, like, tremendous. Now I feel like I can contact them and they can help me with anything. But so the people that want to do the program, I would definitely say that you definitely have to have a passion for the sport and, like, want to know, like, what it takes to, like, get to the upper levels, or, like, know what it takes to run a show at an upper level. But I definitely say you have to have, like, the passion for it, and not just are a rider. You got to really have the passion for riding and wanting to go up the levels, or possibly one day becoming, like, a groom for somebody. You want to go see what all that takes.
All right, well, lots of...
But the program is definitely worth it, so I would totally recommend the program to anyone.
Some great advice there, Miranda. Thank you very much indeed, and the best of luck when you go to University of Findlay and that equine business management course that you're studying. I'm sure it will help you in the sport of eventing as well. So thank you very much indeed for coming on the program.
Yes, thank you so much for allowing us to do this call.
Well, Vicky, another inspiration there with that young lady.
Yes, having worked with 35 young riders over the 8 years, and I, you know, am looking to track their progress and kind of keep where things are. And, you know, as we get some endowment for this program, kind of do a study to see where they, you know, where have they ended up, what are they doing, what are they active in, because young people are very inspirational to me, and I love to watch them, their world expand the way it does.
Well, that's right, and certainly this program does afford them opportunities that they otherwise wouldn't have. Well, hopefully we're going to be joined now by Jane Cook, who is our last guest this week, who is also from Area 5, and she's actually beginning her sophomore year in high school. So tell us a little bit about Jane. Thank you for joining us. I was just asking Vicky a little bit about you as we brought you in. So Vicky, go ahead and tell us what you know about Jane before we talk to her.
Jane is, again, just an amazing young woman. She just takes every opportunity to learn and was just soaking up anything and everything that could be provided by the equine professionals and mentors that she worked with. She came from Area 5, which has been a great source for me, and I think every year their coordinators have sent forward a few particular applicants, and every year I've had at least one Area 5 young rider with me in the program. And Jane is on the younger side of the program. I usually look for applicants, but her resume and her recommendations were so strong that I brought her on, and she fulfilled everything I could have hoped for.
Well, how about that for an introduction, Jane? So you'll have to tell us a little bit more about yourself then, how you've been involved with the sport so far.
Yes, so I started eventing a few years ago with Rebecca Brown in Area 5, and I'm currently competing at training level. You know, I started off at beginner novice with my fun little appendix horse. He's a chestnut. His name is Zeus. And I just had such a good time eventing on him and, you know, just graduated up the levels, got my new horse to move up to training. And it's just so much fun. But I really, really wanted to stay involved with the sport. And even though I'm only going to be a sophomore in high school next year, you know, I was really started looking at college and everything and possible career opportunities. And I was like, well, I'm sure there's some way to stay involved in the sport, even if I don't have a way to ride for a while. And then I was like, it's like a message from above. I got an email from our area coordinator encouraging us to sign up for the mentorship program to apply. I was like, this is like the answer to my prayer. So I decided to give it a shot.
And who was your mentor?
My mentor was Jane Hamlin. She is she's a member of the ground jury. She's a dressage judge. She's a wonderful mentor. She's really, really good about answering questions and asking us questions as well.
Well, tell us about your experience then, because obviously it, something that fascinated you was all the workings of the sport, maybe something that you'll have a career in future. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved with that and during the day, each day that you were there being mentored, you know, how were you hands-on were you?
So the first couple days we weren't very hands-on. Our mentors were just kind of getting to know us, and we were just kind of getting to know how everything worked, where to go, where to be, how to act. But on dressage day for the one star, that was one of the first times when at least for me, I really wanted to check out dressage judging. And I was sitting in the box, and I was like, could I have a piece of paper and a pen? And so I started practicing scoring and talking to the judge about how close our marks were together, and it was pretty close. I was really excited. It was really interesting to watch a test like that. Normally you just, you know, before I was just watching them and listening to the judges, but actually getting to be involved like that was really interesting. And we rotated between the letters, so when I went to C with the president of the ground jury, Les Smith, the scribe who was there gave me her blank test and said, hey, do you want to practice scribing? So I got to practice scribing a couple of tests, and that was a really interesting hands-on experience I had. And then another one we had was there was a flooded question on the course. There's a couple of permanent fences kind of down in a low-lying area, and all the rain really soaked it right there. So they had to come up with a new cross-country question, and so we just drove out there with them and witnessed the whole thing, and we got to walk the lines as they were being built and comment on where we would put the question, what we would do with the question. That was another really interesting moment that we got to witness.
Vicky, I think we've got a young judge in the making, don't you?
Absolutely. Jane was so excited with the judging process and actually going through it
and then cross-referencing her score. She was just on cloud nine to see that, to have that hands-on experience. And that's a common thing. Not all of the protégés, the young writer protégés, want to actually do that, but Jane jumped right in. She did it. She loved it and was so excited to see her marks be pretty close.
Yes, that's kudos to you then, Jane. We better pay attention now to any time that you get in the judge's box, because clearly you've got an eye for this.
Thank you. It was a really cool experience because I really like dressage. I like watching it and I like riding it. So that was a really cool experience for me.
And obviously the cross-country experience was another thing with all the flooding. You usually say decisions had to be made, so you were part of that, watching how that evolves. What did you take away from particularly the cross-country day?
So on the cross-country day, actually, it was really interesting because we actually didn't learn that much on cross-country day compared to the other days, because the days before is really when you learn the most about the course, because that's when they make all the adjustments. And then the day of, everything rode out exactly like the judges had said. I thought it was really interesting, because the first day we went around and did a preliminary run of the course, like just like us driving around, checking out all the jumps, adding in some brush, some decorations, things like that. And they would say, oh, this question's too soft, or, oh, this question's too hard. And they would make adjustments accordingly, because we had the course designer with us. And they would change something and say, oh, I think this will ride really well. And then you had to watch that question the day of cross country. And it was like, oh, that rode really well. Like, it was cool to see all their predictions come out right.
Unfortunately, you didn't have to deal with any crisis management plan, because, Vicky, that's another aspect of this, isn't it, that we always hope we don't have to use, but it is there if we need to.
Absolutely. And the young riders spent an hour with the person who runs all the safety management for the not only the young riders at the Kentucky Horse Park, but Briarfest was running at the same time. So you're adding in another 2,000 or 3,000 people, and they got to go through and have a discussion with everyone else about all the what ifs, and begin to think out a facility like the Kentucky Horse Park if needed to be, not just the individual rider who is. As Jane referred, it was a very smooth cross-country day.
Well, that's wonderful. Jane, obviously, final day, show jumping there. Had you got pretty tired by now with having to pay so much attention, the focus that you'd had leading up to this just week? What was Sunday like for you?
Sunday was nice. We got to go up in the box with the announcers and just watch all the courses. We got up a little bit early to walk the course with the course designer. There were a couple adjustments made to the jumps height-wise, and then we just went up and just watched it go. You know, surprisingly enough, the tiredness from the whole thing didn't really hit me until a couple days after I got back, and then I just slept for an entire week. But it was just... The air of excitement just like kept you going the whole time we were there.
Yeah, it sounds like the adrenaline was pumping as if you were riding yourself.
Yeah, almost. I mean, it was amazing. And I got to see all the rides, from Area 5, right? My friends riding, and that was really fun too, to get to watch them. Get to watch, the winning dressage test, get to watch the best cross country round, kind of got to see everything. And then stadium was just, it was nice, it can drag on for a bit sometimes, but there weren't a lot of riders, and so it didn't get boring, fortunately.
Right, but obviously it all added up at the end of the week, lots to remember, of course, through all these experiences. If you kept a blog or a journal, then, Jane, what would be the first paragraph at the end of all this?
That's a tough question. I will say the memory, that the one thing I will remember for a long time, was sitting in the dressage box. That was just, that was such a unique experience. And I started working on my article. So I guess the first paragraph of my article, you know, it's just kind of like, have you wondered about how a show like this works? Have you wondered about how all the different pieces for all the different disciplines come together and work in this huge championship? And the mentorship program really helped me understand that. You know, when you watch a show or compete in a show, you kind of take it for granted that, you know, everyone goes in order and they call out your number at the same time. But you go up in the box with stadium, they're like, okay, do you have the list? Are you writing it down? Is everyone keeping track? Like, three different people will keep notes on the same rider to make sure that everything lines up and everything turns out the way it should. So that was one of the big things I took away from it.
Well, now that you've had a taste of what it's like to be in the box and the grand jury, is that something you think you'd like to do, you know, to be involved with the sport in the future?
I do. I think that would be a really cool profession, a really great way to stay involved, definitely with the sport. I've been thinking about, you know, like where I might want to go to college, where I might want to be, and I think a good place to be would be near the USEA office, you know, because they have opportunities, and it was a cool job.
I think we're going to keep you in the sport for a long time to come.
Don't you think so,
Vicky? What would you say to Jane?
Absolutely, Jane is hooked in all different levels now, and I would say that that's been a very common thread through these 8 years. Is that for young riders to realize that they might not have the opportunity to ride at the moment during college, but there are so many other ways and so many other opportunities to remain involved in a sport that you're passionate about and that you love. And I think that's probably a very consistent takeaway for all these young riders who have been through this program. And really that was the hope and the goal in developing this.
Well, Jane, thank you for coming on and sharing your experiences. And obviously you're well motivated now, so I think we better put notice out there, give notice to everybody in the sport that you may well be in the judges' box. And at 15, you're already very close to the judges' mark, so they need to pay attention.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on, and the very best of luck with whatever you do in the sport, Jane.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, Vicky, obviously three very, very enthusiastic young ladies there who clearly have a future in the sport at some level, thanks to this program.
I think their passion was there. What this program allows them to do is just explode that passion, if you will, in terms of what they can now see in a whole broad perspective. And I think they've all been very clear about that how often, you know, I'm not a rider myself, so I can't speak authentically to that, but how their world has often been narrowed on their own riding, and they now see an entire universe out there that expands everything and allows for their own individual interests and their own passions to kind of take different directions.
It certainly does. Well, I want to thank you as well for coming on the program, Vicky, and explaining the program, and also introducing our three guests this week and having them share their experience of the mentorship program. And of course, you can find out more information on the website at useventing.com and get involved with that through the area coordinators. Vicky, that's the way to go, isn't it?
Absolutely. The best contact point is each individual area coordinator, because they have the access to everything. And we are expanding the Young Rider website, so there will be more information accessible under the education section of the website. And we're kind of fine-tuning that at this point so that it makes it more accessible to people. But the point of contact, first and foremost, is your area coordinator.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much indeed, Vicky, for all that you do for the program and for joining us this week. Thank you so much.
Chris, thank you so much for the opportunity again to talk about it. And as always, your interest and your support is appreciated.
And you can find more information about the Young Rider Mentorship Program on the website at useventing.com. And whilst you're there, don't forget to check out all the latest news and updates, including more information about the American Eventing Championships, which take place in the Texas Rose Horse Park in Tyler, Texas, from September the 24th through the 27th. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter for regular updates and news. You can find this podcast on iTunes to download it to any podcast app. Until next week, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.